It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Okay, how many people would like to get better from cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes? Just name it. Post-traumatic stress disorder, depression. Well, it's not difficult. It's not difficult for the body to heal itself. And I've discovered how that's done. You know, it's taken me a long time, and I've gone through a few operations and procedures myself. But in the long run, none of that really worked. It just kept me alive long enough to figure out how to stay alive. At the end of 1959, I'd finished my book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well. Actually, I took that name from a Reader's Digest article. I thought, well, that's a neat, you know, title for a book. But fast forward 54 years, I republished the book with 6 extra chapters on cancer and wellness. Relabeled the book How Your Mind Will Make You Well. Not just keep you well. Of course, it will keep you well once you're made well. But my work now focuses not so much on the mind that can do it, but what makes the mind so sick that it makes itself sick. Now, I've unraveled every single trick in the book, so to speak, when I'm using the book. I've unraveled every secret trick of the mind, how the mind can trick the soul. You do have a soul, don't you? You do have consciousness, don't you? Or don't you? Some people don't have a consciousness, but they have a conscience, which means you have a consciousness in conflict. Let me say that again. Every person has a consciousness. Everybody, even wicked people, have consciousness. And that consciousness makes you aware in a special way. Actually, two different ways. But it makes you aware. And the evidence that you have consciousness is consciousness. Conscience is the sixth state of consciousness. Means you have conflict with something. The consciousness has been divided from its source. For which reason? You have conscience, a pain, a conflict with what you're becoming compared with what you could become. Whatever that means, there's a potential there. But in the fallen state, where you have conscience, like conscience is like the hound of heaven traveling all the way down to the day you died, trying to wake you up, trying to give you back the sweet consciousness you had when you were born. I can see Ralph in the studio, beaming all over his face. He's coming back to his childhood state, smiling. My friend, he's looking all over the place. Yes, you, I mean. Ralph, talking about you. Okay, you're a good man. And but you eat too much sometimes, and you have conflict, don't you, Ralph?
Occasionally, yeah. I do.
Yes, and then you eat more. See, I haven't met you, but I can see you on the screen. Nobody knows who you are. Don't worry. So how do you deal with conscience, the pain of it? Because conscience means you're guilty. Ooh, guilty, guilty, guilty. What does that mean? Can animals feel guilty and feel fear? And they cower before a stronger adversary, a pack leader, or what? But they don't have conscience. They're amoral. There's no spiritual aspect. It's quite remarkable they live and breathe. And it looks like they have a consciousness, don't they? When the little dog picks up its ears and you talk to it, it doesn't really understand very much, except go, come, you know, beg for food.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Call Roy at 800-866-8883 between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. West Coast time.
All right. My friends, my name is Roy Masters, as announced. And I was opening the program, and I'll take my first call, Lisa, in a few minutes. And I thought it'd be a good idea to talk to you about wellness, and that it's possible for about 90% of you listening, that's if you haven't had your kidneys removed and you're on dialysis or something like that, there's not much I can do for you. But before you get to that stage, I'm able to help you. You just name a disease. And the chances are it's self-inflicted or inflicted and then, in struggling, self-inflicted. Now, I started off by saying that almost every illness, anywhere from PTSD, depression, which you might call in the psychological realm, but doctors and psychiatrists, so many of them don't understand. You know, they treat it as a disease, they treat it as a physical thing, when it isn't. It's a conflict thing, a conflict between consciousness and what gives consciousness, but then is betrayed by conscience. Conscience is the breathing. When God breathed breath into Adam, breathed life into him, that is what is meant as another kind of life form, other than just an ape body. An ape looks like a human being and has some similar behaviors. Picking fleas off each other, I'm not thinking is one of them. Well, human beings do have some strange behaviors. But anyway, but that doesn't mean to say that the ape or the gorilla is descended from ascended, I suppose. And this descent sounds like the wrong word, doesn't it? Ascended from an ape. It's, you know, we have the same machinery, I suppose, but so does a fish. It has a heart and a spleen and a kidney and a liver, cod liver oil, anybody? And a beating heart, circulation. On the various levels, is the principle's the same for life, except when you get down to worms and stuff, and bacteria. But generally, the creatures, the warm-blooded creatures, especially have the same kind of organs we do. After all, we can take pig organs and put in our heart, I suppose, and make valves out of it. And so, it's strange that pigs should be so close to what men are, people are. It's just really strange, more compatible. If you need an organ, you can get one from a pig, I suppose. But I just prefer, you know, the proper way out and live a good life and leave my body behind for the next generation, the next journey, where the end, there's always the new beginning. But I'm talking about conscience and consciousness, and the ascent of consciousness is the salvation of man. And the descent of our consciousness into our emotional thinking, our monkey brain, is followed, or something follows that, hopefully to your grave, like the two thieves on the cross. One had a conscience at his death, where he was just about to die. He still had a consciousness and a desire to know what truth was. Very hard to find truth in those days, and even more difficult to find it now. It's very difficult to find the way back to reality and be your own true person. It's becoming more difficult in America to find it, because Soros and people like that have sort of commandeered the media, which is a very important propaganda tool if you want to make a dictatorship out of a democracy or a democratic republic. And you mustn't let that happen, by the way. A whistleblower, I can't read all of it, but the headline is the anti-journalists. Not only do they refuse to report the truth, but they attack you if you do. Well, come and get me. By the way, my phones are tapped. I know it. I've checked it out. Tapped. So, what do? I just want to make sure that I've always known that, you know, I've got crosshairs on me from the socialists here, socialist pigs. And Soros is the biggest pig of all. And, you know, when all this is over, we need to put the little bastard in jail. You know, but you can't get it because he's got his people in the White House and the Attorney General, so he's not going to do anything. But we'll turn this around, don't worry. But I'm starting this evening to turn you around, because you can't be emotionally wrought. You can't be sick and need Medicare and Medicaid and become dependent on services. And you can't be sick and broken and alcoholic and drug addict and expect to be an effective bulwark against potential takeover America. You cannot be. And so I offer the American people my services for free. We have just built a website, and it's a beautiful website, and it's not alive until about next Wednesday or Thursday. I won't tell you. I'll tell you as soon as it becomes alive, because and there's a reason for all these things. And I've got, you know, PR firms in Washington, the biggest firms of all, and conservatives, naturally. And I'm going to go on a wild campaign, and I'm ready to go on TV and travel around. I may give a lecture or two in Los Angeles or someplace, wherever I go. And so I'm on the warpath, and I want to fix it so you don't need Medicare, Medicaid, that you are healthy people. And not only physically healthy, but you have to become mentally healthy first. Your mind can keep you well was my first book. But since I've been through lots of medical suffering due to something of not my fault, meaning I swam in the ocean and I got poisoned, but it not so much like what you think. It was an amoebic infection that no one could cure for years and years and years, so it just tore me apart. And so they ripped me apart, also putting me together. They did the best they could, they just didn't know. But as a result of them not knowing, me suffering, my consciousness, it was like I was put through, just like Jesus was put through his trial and tribulation. I was put through mine. Mine was the medical journey of suffering. And thank God you are, I'm as strong as a horse now. 83. And bypass failed, but new capillaries grew. Car crash, heart failure, ankle swell. Doctor says, not much you can do. Here's, you know, it's just some stuff to take your spellings out your leg. I forget the name of the stuff. Diuretics. But in 2 weeks, heart failure healed itself. So I have, and lots of other things. I had problems with my prostate and everything a long time ago, and operations that went foul, and several others that didn't work. And the doctor said, bladder shot, too bad for you. You have to put straws in you. And basically, oh no, it's getting better too. And so I'm straight, swimming and running. I'm tougher than most. So there's a reason for it that I can't take credit for. And I want to talk to you about this evening. So you may like to talk to me about your problem. And I can assure you that it starts by a single fall from grace. Now you might say, well, I've heard that in church somewhere, but you don't know what that means. And also it says, well, Jesus preached forgiveness and all the rest of it. But that's really go along to get along, and that doesn't make you better. You don't know what it means to be forgiven. You don't know what it means to be forgiven. Because to be forgiven could be that you got a pass, and so you feel better about yourself because, well, it's a false forgivingness. It means you haven't been forgiven. I know a lot of Christians who think that as long as they have to, they can do what they like and they get the redemption after they die. So Jesus didn't come to save them now. It's the salvation is after you die. So they feel justified in screwing you. I know, I've dealt with those people. Lots of Jewish people like that too. And they think because their rabbinical faith and loving God, it sort of makes them different. I have a brother who trusted rabbis, and he's very religious, and he's so Jewish that he believes that no Jewish people can be at fault. That's his craziness. And so he put his money in some project with a Jewish friend who he trusted completely and lost everything. He's a fool. He still hasn't learned his lesson. So the thing is something of belief, and you can believe you're saved when you're not, right? And then you find that you're not saved because when you come to a serious situation, your faith doesn't work for you. And then you start to be resentful to God and frustrated and start to die and you feel like you've backslid because your faith doesn't work for you. Faith should work for you and faith will cure you. And that's the name of the program. And not only if I can help save you from sickness, suffering, marriage problems, disease, bipolar, bishmola, Skiberius the bongo, if I can help you with to get your soul reconnected intimately with what you call the Holy Spirit, I know exactly how it's done. Precisely. Doesn't mean to say I can help everybody. I can help everybody who is genuine. You cannot help anybody else. Some people put me in the pedestal and they think I'm a nice person, a nice English voice and musical, and I say some good things, so they put me on a pedestal. And they follow me and they make me out to be like a member of a church, and they listen to every word and try to live it and study my books. The whole purpose of my books and the meditation exercise called Be Still and Know is to free you from me. I want to free you from them, but for a while I need to have your attention, if you don't mind. Now, I come back to next week sometime. We're putting up a beautiful page, But we're preparing it very special for this, that we are expecting a load of 250,000 people listening at one time to do, so you can learn to the BSIS still and no system that is used by the military with great success. So there's no charge for it. So there'll be a beautiful page with a soldier and a special forces soldier, just a silhouette against a beautiful sky, beautiful photograph. I can see the difference between my photographs and professional photographs. But on that page only is click listen to be still. And everybody goes to that. That's all you see on that page. And you can hear it. And you can hear it go there as many times as you want. There's 250,000 people who can do that at once. And I want this to go viral. And a huge percentage of you will get ready with better within hours or days from almost anything. That's how Jesus was able to cure people. He was able to restore the soul to its original state, the one that Adam lost because he believed a lie. And what you have in, I'm looking at this magazine, and it has about lies, and it has about journalism, anti-journalism. It says the anti-journalists think that lies are truth, and truth is lies. That's my take on it. Not only do they refuse to report the truth, they don't like the truth, and they attack you if you do. You're in Soviet Union now, and Soros has got hold of the many of the news organizations. They're attacking Fox, but they won't mess with me. I guarantee you they will, but they'll be sorry if they do. I'll be the last man standing. And if Fox doesn't know what to do, I do. So I'm going to the paper, and I'm reading Terrorist Helps Obama to Write the Famous Book. Reporters shrug. Okay. Media ignores overwhelming evidence Ayers crafted. Dreams from My Father by Art Moore. And I go into this one. White House Propaganda Ministry. Looking for hate in all the wrong places. The Tea Party are terrorists. Let me see. Go on. It's all very interesting titles. Over 30 major news organizations links to George Soros. You know, one of these days, when this is all over, we need to put him in prison. Lock the door for, sedition. Okay, but not going to do it because the White House and the Attorney General, there's too many socialists there. That's not going to happen. And Soros Group steps up war on Fox News. Why is that? Let me see. One other thing, and I'll take my calls. MoveOn.org admits it hacked Fox. By the way, I'm going to quit AOL.com because the Wicked Witch of the North bought it for $300 million. I don't want. And I get pictures of Soros on my AOL. Screw him. I'm going to go to another organization. And I think all you should get rid of AOL. Reporters told not to say illegal immigrant. A journalist group calls for purge of term because it's offensive to Latinos. Oh, really? Well, you see what they're up against. Now, here's the thing. The attack on your sensibilities is, it's happening every day of your life. The day you're born, your sensibilities were attacked, your virtues were, even before you knew you had virtue. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to tell you is I have the anti-Soros solution. Anti-hypnotic. See, I'm a professional. Let them eat birth certificates. That's a good, interesting. Let them eat cake. I get it. And, anyway, I'm just ad-libbing and I'm going to take my calls. I have the anti-Soros or the anti-socialist, the anti-communist key. And I want it to go viral, because if something happens to me, you see, let me say this. I don't hardly leave my home. I draw a very modest salary. And when I do leave my home, it's go to the office, so I'm there 10 minutes later. Everybody knows where I am all the time, etc. So I've been doing that for years, because I know what we're up against. This is a communist country. You don't know it yet. So you have to be careful of the takeover of the media. So you must be very conscious of intimidation of people, like the intimidation, the attempt to destroy the virtue of the virtuous, and see lies as truth. So the Fox News doesn't do the lying. I'm not saying they're perfectly straight all the time. Even the word "the spin stops here" is a perversion of "lies stop here." They say spin is a lie. So I wish he'd stop spinning lie and call it lies, because the whole world is full of lies, deceitfulness. Even my own family come into the world deceived. You know, and one of my sons said to me, he said, "Well, I see I had a problem for a long time, and Mom, she gave me, Dad, you know, she's slashing cookies and chocolates, and not right to give to the kids, not good for the teeth, not good for them, for it's like forbidden stuff. You give it out too much for to buy the souls of your children." Especially when my son saw that secret stash and said, "Look, you can have one as long as you don't tell your father, otherwise people get in trouble." So then he also described, you know, 50 years later, that his stomach problems he had is like trying to throw something up all the time and didn't know what it was, just realized it. So those are the things, it's spinning, and there's little things like that that can make you very, very ill. And I got lots of other stories I can tell you this evening, but if I can help untangle you, but you must be willing to face the truth, and sometimes takes a while to get to the root of that, which then compounds itself in many other ways, because if one person can do it to you, so can everybody else. And do the same thing, and you stuff it down, you don't know what to do with it, you don't understand your own symptoms. And so the doctor comes along and gives you it takes your gut out, so you know how that is. Take a piece of your intestines out, because that's right. These things happen. I had one doctor who was a doctor, come a long, long way, and he took his kid in to have a piece taken out of his brain, because he had seizures. They couldn't find anything wrong, but something in the cerebral cortex, you know the language they use. And his wife said, "Please don't do it, please don't do it." Because he was okay till he was three, and then he, you know, speak two languages time he was three. But the husband was a doctor, and the woman was sort of like, it was part of the problem. She was doting over him and demanding too much from him, because they thought he was so wonderful and clever and all of that. And the kid was rebellious. He kind of couldn't handle it anymore and became silent and had a few seizures. But it didn't help anything, and then took a piece of brain out and made it worse. The truth of the matter is, when they came to see me with the nurse could see that the mother was overbearing and overprotective. And that was really the cause of the problem. She could see that. And she knew it all along. And the doctor finally admitted to the Phelps himself that, yeah, he was right, and he had a lot of guilt about that. And so they're going to operate on you as if everything was physical. It isn't. It's nearly everything is metaphysical. It means spiritual failing. One cause for every other behavior that ever existed on this earth, and lifestyles that lead to disease and illnesses. All right. Now, You can get, our website is FHU.com, and you'll get the landing page for Hypnotic States of Americans. I beg you to get a copy of that. You couldn't download. And, but, you know, for $10 or $25, you buy the book. And you can go through our website. It goes straight to Amazon. Or you can go to Amazon yourself, but we get a better cut if you go through us. That's all. And to get us to give us an extra donation. It's $25, but includes the postage when you buy it from Amazon. That's it. It's a very nice book. It's beautiful. 9 by 6, 6 by 9. And 300 pages. And I've got lots more books I'm going to put up there. I'm just dusting them all off and putting them back up. And the information in there will save your life. But you do need to get Be Still and Know. And Be Still and Know, you can get, you know, you get a CD for yourself, or you may want to give the CD to a friend who may have a just know how to deal with computers, and they have a little CD player. And you might want to send one to a friend after it helps you, that you may not need it, but you can download and keep it on your computer. Or you may be able to burn it. I don't know how that works. I'll give them the troops the permission to copy the coping strategies which contain the Be Still and Know exercise, which it is a grassroots movement that's taken off. And this can help save the world. I mean that. It's a very simple concentration, has no religious language. But when you finished it, gently closing your eyes and being aware of your fingers warm and tingling, I can't explain it to you right now, but it will lead you back to the path within yourself where conflict exists, and resolve that. And all of a sudden, your drug addiction goes away, your depression goes away, but you have to stay on the path, meaning where you are, you've got to hold it. And then slowly you wean yourself away from it, because I show you how to hold that state. And what will keep you in that state is not being upset by stuff, learning to not be resentful, or in religious parlance, to forgive, to give before. And not look for praise. Because that's not, it's just as dangerous as being criticized. It drives you, makes you, criticism demoralizes you, defames you. You don't know how to deal with words, stones, sticks and stones of words. You know how to deal with that. Defamation is called. That's the communist trick of demoralizing a whole nation and defaming the noble people, your leaders. They do that on them. And you must watch when you see that happen. You know that communists are at work in your government. And that's how, once you understand that, when you see good people being defamed, that is a communist media. And after this is all over, we put them all in jail. Right? All right. And if it doesn't, I end up in jail myself. But I know how to deal with that too. All right, we'll be right back.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
This is Advice Line program number K6608. That's K6608. To order a copy of this program or to order additional materials, please call the FHU office at 1-800-877-3227 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time.
Okay, that also, you might ask them about our seminar coming up in November. Is it September? September the 5th, which is Labor Day, seminar weekend. And By the way, Tall Timber Ranch is a beautiful place. It's a resort. It's a retreat. And you can come anytime you want to. Don't be afraid, I won't bite. I'm there Sunday mornings. And if enough people come, I'll go every morning and give you a little talk. I only live 30 miles away. All right, now. Lisa in California. What can I do for you? I see I don't know who I am, kind of up there, but is there more to that, Lisa?
Yeah. I called you about a week ago, and I told you that I've noticed just how recently, just how resentful and angry I was. Impatient with the kids that I work with.
No, that's not good. Yeah, I remember you.
Yeah. And today I was, I was at work, and I noticed that I was acting good.
Not the same as, in other words, you're reacting, but covering it up with sweetness and light.
Exactly.
Yeah. But the children know that, you see.
Yes.
And it's a weakness, and that only encourages them to intimidate you and be upset more, and pretty soon the ugly side shows.
Or you
have a nervous breakdown.
Yes. So, because I think what I was doing was I was getting resentful and then covering it up.
That's what most people do. That's the only. The minute you get resentful, you are on a failing path forever. And so because it leads to two things, a bad attitude towards people, or repressed anger with a sweet face, but which is clearly a weakness, and encourages the bully to take advantage of your so-called goodness. It leads around to being angry again, and it's a vicious cycle. And then you become subservient, a slave of approval. And then you hate the people that you have to service with approval, and you die from every kind of illness, mental, physical, emotional, because your immune system becomes compromised, cancer, suicides.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's the psychological, but the physical, you just name the disease, that's it.
Yes. The other thing that I became aware of is I'm not like this all the time.
But the good days will get shorter, and the bad days will get longer. So you've got to be very careful of that. Now, if you're going the other way, if you're waking up, the good days get longer.
It's going the other way.
That's good. Yeah. It's good.
It is.
Because you're watching it.
Yes. I told you I was watching the voices in my head.
Yes.
And I was watching, and so I would get brief moments of where things would wash over me. And then I'd get moments where I was watching and catch things, right?
Yeah, and that's so good.
And so when I was noticing that I was being good today, and I was also resentful too, I later on in the afternoon, I said to myself, I'm all split up.
You're split up, divided from God. And there's your conflict. And the kids have got to you, and instead of them, you making them better, they're making you worse. See? Now, I tell you how you could handle that. You could say to the kids, hey, kids, stop a minute. I just discovered something. Oh, it's very important. Please, I just discovered. Everybody sit down. I see what's wrong with me. What? You could make a very, dramatic, funny thing of it. I realize that I'm doing something wrong. They'll be listening. I'm being resentful towards you. I'm really angry, but I'm pretending to be nice. How many kids can see that? Me teach. You see all the hands go up. I said, that's not good for me. I really appreciate you. If you see me get angry, would you please tell me? And to Mrs. Jones, Miss Jones, I don't know what your last name is, but it doesn't matter. Lisa. Let's call you Miss Jones for the sake of argument. Miss Jones, you hear this hand go up. Because my grandchildren tell their mother when she's a little off, hey, Mom, you're angry. They do it because she ask them to tell, because she doesn't always see it herself. See, the truth of the matter is very hard to be a friend, because friends are usually supportive. But the real constructive thing about friend is to tell your friend, as a friend, you tell your friend. When you see him doing something wrong, when you see him out of order, you bring it to his attention. You may watch it a few times and hoping that watching makes him conscious that you're watching it. But if it's not, you say, look, I'm sorry, I got to pull you aside, but what you just did, I've seen you do it before, and this is not good. And you have to risk friendship, because the tendency for people is not to want to face it, but to earn your respect by being a fake. But the fake soon reveals itself what it is. And so you could actually teach a lesson in school by encouraging your children to be help you to be a real person. You can actually take that and make a lesson in the class. You see how quickly those kids get better.
I'm actually
expressing themselves.
I'm actually a probation officer in a juvenile camp.
Oh dear. Well, that's all right too. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it.
Because you're giving them a voice.
Because
the biggest problem with authorities, that they are usually authorities get to power and push righteousness down on people's throats where they're not right themselves. You'd be a breath of fresh air there.
Yes, but I think things are coming along just fine. It's just
okay, but I'm only saying that's one possibility, not knowing what kind of business you're in. So but if you are getting better every day, well, we'll let it go at that.
I am, but I just had a realization that what part of this is the real me?
The real you is doing what is the watcher. And see, I'm watching myself all the time, 24 hours a day, even my dreams. I'm watching myself, and as I watch, the thoughts click, 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 click past the screen of the bandstand of the mind, right? And it's clicking forward. I'm just watching, see what's coming past. Yeah, that's okay. That's not interesting. Though. You see, you know, all of a sudden I get epiphany. I'm swimming.
Yeah.
I see how electromagnetism works in a way I've never seen it before. And,
yeah.
And while I'm swimming for an hour or so, then suddenly the mind focuses on that and it starts to grow. And I want to go and get a piece of paper and write it down.
Mm-hmm.
See, but the point is I discover stuff. So also, it's a sorting out a lot of thoughts in your head. They go round and round. They stay alive by going round and round in circles.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then something pops up that I never saw that before. Especially if there's lots of sins and buried sentiments, you start to see things the way I described a certain gentleman, one of my sons actually, who actually, he's not a young man. And so he's got the pain in his stomach, he's had for a long, long time, didn't know where it was coming from. And what it was, his mother said to him, when she discovered the hidden stack she wasn't supposed to have, you know, and to bribe the kid. So, you know, and she says, he discovered the stack of chocolate and said, you can have that as long as you don't tell your father. That way we both be in trouble. You see what she did? See, he took the candy, but then it bothered him for the rest of his life. And he didn't know what it was. When he was young, he had a nervous stomach, couldn't eat. And so that could have resulted in lots of illness, having his guts cut out, because the doctors don't understand this.
Mm-hmm.
See that? They always think everything's physical. And everything is psychological. They still don't handle it like I do.
It's true.
See? And so they operate anyway, so they take your guts out and put it in a jar. And so you have half the guts you had before and somehow manage. That only leads to another illness. Then you curse the doctor and you've got another problem. Okay, I've got a gut rush now. I'm glad you discovered it. You have to discover, you know, like he discovered, where it first began. See, it takes a while to go through all the mess. the last always appears first.
Well, not only am I seeing the fakeness in myself, I'm seeing it in other people, too.
Yeah, everybody's got the problem. The way you see it in other people is you forgive them for that. You forgive them for the behavior because they don't see themselves doing it. And and that's right. You just have to watch them. And every now and then you can tell somebody and they become your friend. The ones that can bear it become your friend. But you've got to be careful. You have to be very sharp not to tell those who will turn against you.
I just have to tell myself real quick. I have a desire to help these kids, but I realize I can't. I like listening to you, and I tell them the same things you say on the radio. Mm-hmm. I discovered I can't be you. I have to be me.
No, I don't want you to be me.
I was acting like.
Oh, I see.
I was good, do you see?
No. The whole process. You heard me open the program saying, "I want you to be free from me. All I need to need your attention for a while." Those are my words. And so when I got your attention there, you begin to understand. And see, and Jesus said about understanding, he says, they see with eyes, but they do not perceive with the soul. I'm adding words here. They hear, but they don't understand.
Yeah.
And he says, because their heart has waxed cold, lest I should turn and heal them. Mm-hmm. Some people don't want to see. They are comfortable with their animal self. How can I say it? Whatever they are, they enjoy the fantasy, and the well-being of fantasy.
Uh-huh.
And the fantasy is such they usually have some little token which tells them in their dreams that they're not dreaming; it's reality.
Uh-huh.
Or Jesus loves them, or something.
Uh-huh.
And that their hypnotic state is reality, like in the what's that movie, The Matrix? Everybody was living in a dream reality.
Mm.
See that? And providing electrical power for whatever the machines. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And the machines are liberals.
Mm.
And it's one big matrix. We Americans are very serious trouble. And I'm one of the few people in this country, if not on Earth, that knows the secret of socialism and how to break its back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And make you all well. Thank you.
Ladies
and gentlemen, Hypnotic States of Americans, Amazon. Get a copy. Hello, here I am again. Now, sometime next week, we're organizing a mass, not the Hypnotic States of America, that's a different thing, but we're organizing a special web page that doesn't go anywhere, except that military families, people who don't know Patriot Outreach, will then get familiar with the military wing of what I do, separate from me, is a non-profit organization that distributes CDs with Be Still and Know on it. It's a militarized version of what I do. And then it only has two clicks. When you just one click, that's all on the page, and it says listen. And 250,000 people can listen at once. And I want this to go viral. It must go viral. Every Jewish person, every Christian person, every Muslim, Hindu, if you believe in God and you're not there yet and you feel uncertain and you know there's got to be an answer, I tell you, not everybody will get the help, but I would say most of you will, because the military is getting better and all of the generals and the people who have some importance and authorities are agreeing that it's working and doing it themselves. And never felt freer in their lives. And one day we shall use it in the military to prevent post-traumatic stress disorder. What an army that would make. But we want our citizens to be no longer brainwashed or tricked. I want you fully aware so that you can discern before your eyes You could look at Ronald Reagan and say there's a good man, and look at Soros like you're looking at Adolf Hitler or Stalin and say he's a scumbag, communist pig, socialist pig. The communists in Russia, in communist China, are more like us now, and we're more like them, sorry to say. So I'd probably go there and probably they'd understand me better. They're more capitalist than we are. We are just sunk into, I've always said, we become each other. You become what you hate, so we become a little like the Soviet Union. Soviet Union became like us. The women become the men become the women. It's predictable. It's not, it's just science. It's understandable and fixable. You wait till next week. I'll give you the go when time's ready. Thank you.
This is Advice Line program number K6608. That's K6608. To order a copy of this program or to order additional materials, please call the FHU office at 1-800-877-3227 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time.
And don't forget to order Be Still and Know or listen to it no charge and buy it if you want to. Listen to it as much as you want. Temporarily, because we're going to have a website where not connected to anybody. Well, we'll connect you to Patriot Outreach and then our shopping cart. That's about it. But on the page, you can listen to it as many times as you want and not be committed. And we also have a telephone number. Be Still and Know anywhere in the world. Here at 206-315-4836. That's about, I'll do it one more time. 206-315-4836. Please, if this helps you, support the foundation with something. Anything. There's enough people sending a little, we'll survive. All right, because I'm not a billionaire, but I would like to be, I would like you to help me have a big soapbox. And I'll take Obama, not Obama, forget me, I didn't mean him. He's not the problem. Is people like Soros. Take him out. And whereby not teaching you by not to believe a word he says. Because with the media, you got brainwashed. The socialists want to take over the media because you're so damn gullible. Always the media, and then you're done. And you got Fox, and you got talk radio, and me. I'll be the last man standing because I don't depend upon sponsors except you. So you can't frighten my sponsors away because I don't have any advertisers. See? Too bad for you. And you can attack me all you want. I've been there, done that. I'm going to come after you. Just attack me all you want. I just call you a bunch of socialist pigs. See? Call me what you are, but that's what you are. And then I always tell the truth. And if you tell me I don't tell the truth, I want you to confront me and say, what am I doing wrong? You know, if you tell me I'm lying, show me. Tell me. Don't attack my character. That's what you do. But show me what I'm doing wrong. Show me. Explain it to me. Can't do it. That's why they never call. See, anyway. But when things get really bad, then they can accuse you of anything and beat you up until you confess. Like, that's where you're going. All right. Well, who's going to be next? Back with update. Kathy in California. Hello, Kathy.
Hi. You wanted me to call you back in a couple of days?
Yeah, how are you doing now? What was the instruction? What was
our... same, unfortunately.
Huh? Well, I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
I've just been waiting on the Lord, watching.
But what have you noticed when you're watching? Have you noticed anything?
I always notice, and I'm aware.
Of what?
And I'm aware of it, the not me that's in
there. That's not good enough. I want you to be aware of one thing first. Look,
okay.
I want you to hang up. I want you to look how many times a day you're resentful. Towards it, maybe. You struggle and get angry with yourself.
I don't think I'm experiencing any angry or resentment.
But that's your problem. See, that's why I'm not helping you. And that's the root of it. And how can you not see? In other words, are you so perfect you don't resent anybody?
Well, I live by myself, and I'm not having any trouble with anybody.
I know, but why do you live by yourself and not have any trouble with anybody? Why are you so alone?
I have a disability. I'm out of work.
What is your disability?
COPD. I'm on oxygen.
Well, yeah, but how did you get there? How did you get out of breath like that?
It's kind of a long story. I just got emphysema, and then some stuff happened.
Emphysema is like, what's the other one that you catch your breath?
I smoked for years, but I had quit for over 20 years.
But why did you smoke? Why did you smoke?
That was probably, I did have resentment and other things then, a long time ago, but I overcame all that.
But you developed emphysema. I think you're too focused on your illnesses. Your focus on your illnesses can be a distraction for what the problem is. And the problem is still one thing. You got resentment. And I want you to see that first. I want you to call me. This is very important for me to help you. And I want you to call me next week. And I want you to look for any. I want you to watch how many times a day you get irritable, annoyed, aggravated, get your feelings hurt.
The only feeling I notice is sometimes I get a little scared. I'm not getting better.
On the other side of fear is anger, and fear and faithlessness go together. See, where there's fear, there's no faith. But anger is the root of fear. It's the other side. In other words, you've been angry about something, and that turns into fear, and that makes you lose. That is also entwined with loss of faith. Hypnotic States of America. I'm actually reading I've been trying to get to read something from this book. I'm at page 103, Murder by Knowledge, and I'm looking in the old book, Hypnosis of Life, Life Itself, Self-Defense Lessons to Help You Cope with Everyday's Pressures. But life itself is hypnotic. Pressure, just pressure, cruelties of everyday. You know, the raspberries of life. Everybody goes through irritations continuously every day. And people will say to me, don't you? No. Oh, I can raise my voice. I can sure raise my voice. But I do not get angry. I used to raise my voice to the kids and chase them upstairs to go to bed, but they all laugh because I know I didn't mean it. But if I raise my voice to you without anger, man, I mean it. Jesus threw the traders out of the temple, right? He upset all the money tables and all the chickens. But nobody touched him. And people will say, well, Jesus was angry. You know, he wasn't angry like you know it. He says, judge ye, you know, be angry but sin not. Well, what does that mean? No, that's not, it's a bit vague, isn't it? There's a righteous anger. Judge the righteous anger. What does that mean? That's the key to the riddle of your whole existence. Right there. That's why I'm trying to get the lady to watch that.